Take your Bibles and you turn with me, if you will, to the first chapter of the book of Jonah. I'm going to read again the entire chapter, and I want you to follow along in the Word of God as we look at it together. Jonah chapter 1, beginning with verse 1. Now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah the son of Amittai, saying, Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness is come up before me. But Jonah rose up to flee unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord, and went down to Joppa, and he found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare thereof, and went down into it to go with them unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. But the Lord sent out a great wind into the sea, and there was a mighty tempest in the sea, so that the ship was like to be broken. Then the mariners were afraid, and cried every man unto his God, and cast forth the wares that were in the ship in the sea to lighten it of them. But Jonah was gone down into the sides of the ship, and he lay and was fast asleep. So the shipmaster came to him and said unto him, What meanest thou, O sleeper? Arise, call upon thy God, if so be that God will think upon us, that we perish not. And they said every one to his fellow, Come and let us cast lots, that we may know for whose cause this evil is upon us. So they cast lots, and the lot fell upon Jonah. Then said they unto him, Tell us, we pray thee, for whose cause this evil is upon us. What is thine occupation, and whence comest thou? What is thy country, and of what people art thou? And he said unto them, I am an Hebrew, and I fear the Lord, the God of heaven, which hath made the sea and the dry land. Then were the men exceedingly afraid, and said unto him, Why hast thou done this? For the men knew that he fled from the presence of the Lord, because he had told them. Then said they unto him, What shall we do unto thee, that the sea may be calm unto us? For the sea wrought and was tempestuous. And he said unto them, Take me up and cast me forth into the sea, so shall the sea be calm unto you, for I know that for my sake this great tempest is upon you. Nevertheless the men rowed hard to bring it to the land, but they could not, for the sea wrought and was tempestuous against them. Wherefore they cried unto the Lord and said, We beseech thee, O Lord, we beseech thee, let us not perish for this man's life, and lay not upon us innocent blood, for thou, O Lord, hast done as it pleased thee. So they took up Jonah and cast him forth into the sea, and the sea ceased from her raging. Then the men feared the Lord exceedingly, and offered a sacrifice unto the Lord, and made vows. Now the Lord had prepared a great fish to swallow up Jonah, and Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and 3 nights. Our study of the book of Jonah continues, as today we shall look at the subject, paying the fare. Every sinner pays a fare for his trip down the road to hell. Sin has its wages, which is death. Yet the average sinner gladly pays the fare that it takes to bring him down the road to eternal perdition. The sad thing is that the majority do not understand the cost that they are paying and enduring for their folly. So as we look at some of the things that are involved in paying the fare, we urge you to pay very close attention. And my friend today, if the Lord's beginning to deal with your heart, my hope is that you'll listen like you've never listened before, and that even before this radio program goes off the air, you might come to a saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now our lesson falls into three simple categories, and I hope we have the time to cover every one of them. First, we shall look again at the condition of every sinner apart from Christ. Now before we get through with the book of Jonah, some of you are going to know beyond the shadow of a doubt the condition of every sinner apart from Christ. Some of you may also rise up in rebellion and say, well, you say the same thing over and over again. Yes, beloved, we have to say the same thing over and over again because mankind today doesn't understand what it means for God to save an individual. And mankind today doesn't know what kind of a sinner he is before the Lord. And unless the Lord show him by opening his heart, bringing him under Holy Spirit conviction, that individual will never know what kind of a sinner he is before God, and he'll go merrily down his road to hell, and when he arrives there, he'll wonder what happened. The condition of every sinner apart to Christ is a fourfold condition. First of all, every individual is disobedient to the plain command of God. Now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah the son of Amittai, saying, Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness has come up before me. Then verse 3, But Jonah rose up to flee unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. Here you have the plain condition of every individual apart from the Lord God of heaven. As Jonah was disobedient to the plain command of the Lord God of heaven, so every individual without the Lord Jesus Christ is disobedient to the plain command of God Almighty. Now, what is that plain command? Well, let me give you two passages of Scripture, if I may, one in the Old Testament and one in the New, and it'll show you how plain the command of God is. In Isaiah chapter 55 and verses 6 and 7, we read, "Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon." Here is the command of God. Sinner, your obligation is to seek the Lord God of heaven. Then in the New Testament, we find again a very plain command, yet it is ignored, it is unpreached, and it is unknown and unwanted in our present day religious circles. And in Acts chapter 17, verse 30 and 31, we read, "And the times of this ignorance God winked at, but now commandeth all men everywhere to repent, because he hath appointed a day in the which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he hath ordained, whereof he hath given assurance unto all men, in that he hath raised him from the dead." Here is God's plain command to every sinner. Sinner, you have a responsibility to seek the Lord while he may be found. I speak to you as a dying man to a dying congregation. And beloved, rest assured of one thing. If you don't seek the Lord God of heaven, you will not find him. But it's a command of God given to you. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found, and call ye upon him while he is near. Then you are to forsake your wicked way. That means God's calling every individual unto repentance. And God commandeth now all men everywhere to repent. Beloved, this is a sovereign command. This is an order given by the commander-in-chief of the entire universe, before whom the angels fold their wings and cry out, "Holy, holy, holy." God has given you a military command. This command is for you to repent. He doesn't ask you if you feel like it, if you want to do it, if you should. He's telling you very clearly, sinner, God commands all men everywhere to repent, because he's appointed the day in which he will judge this world in righteousness by that man whom he hath ordained, whereof he hath given assurance unto all men, in that he hath raised him from the dead. That man is the Lord Jesus Christ. Sinner, down in the dust and ashes right now before the Lord God of heaven. God is giving you a command, and the vast majority today are disobedient to the plain command of the Lord God of heaven. Jonah was disobedient to the plain command of God. Then, the second thing about Jonah, and this is true also about every sinner, and it is this. Jonah was deceived to the point of complacency. In Jonah 1:5 we read, "Then the mariners were afraid, and cried every man unto his God, and cast forth the wares that were in the ship into the sea, to lighten it of them. But Jonah was gone down into the sides of the ship, and he lay and was fast asleep." Here again, you have the condition of every sinner outside of Christ. Many of you, if not the vast majority of you, are deceived at this hour to the point of complacency. While our political leaders are crying out, there's going to be a nuclear war, we find the church is quiet concerning it. We find the religious leaders of today are lulling the people fast asleep. And mankind today without the Lord Jesus Christ is deceived to the point of complacency. Jonah here was in a mighty storm. His ship upon which he was, we see it rocking and rolling and reeling as the waves would catch it and bring it up high and drop it down into the valley and then bring it up again. And it was such a severe storm that these ancient mariners who were well versed in with regard to the sea, they became deathly afraid and began to pray. But what happened? We see Jonah sound asleep. And how true that is today of the average individual. Sinner, you need to wake up. God is coming to this earth there before long. And if you don't know him, rest assured of one thing. You shall taste the judgment of the Lord God of heaven, and you will not be saved if you wait until that time comes. Or wake up, my friend, whoever you may be. Do not be deceived any longer. There's a heaven to gain, a hell to shun. There's repentance to be wrought on your heart, in your heart, and by you, and you need to bow before the Lord God of heaven and cry out for God to save you, and yet the vast majority of you are deceived to the point of complacency. You think that somewhere down the line, God's going to spare you. You think that you have forever to be saved, but my friend, you don't. It's appointed unto man once to die, But after that, the judgment, and your life is nothing but a vapor. The third thing about Jonah was this. He was also defiant before the Lord. Notice verse 3. But Jonah rose up to flee unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord, and went down to Joppa, and he found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare thereof, and went down into it to go with them unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. And how true this is today. Mankind today is defiant before the Lord God of heaven. Man thinks that God can't do anything to him. And we find that he lifts his puny hand towards God and defies the Lord. And yet, my friend, listen, God knows all about it. And woe be unto you if you continue in your defiant attitude before the Lord God of heaven. The judgment of God will fall upon you in an instant of time, and then you'll begin to wail and wail and wail for eternity. But at that time, you'll be too late. Then last of all, Jonah was in this category. He was deluded while in mortal danger. The ship was reeling and rocking and going to and fro. The mariners were afraid. They threw off the cargo to lighten the ship because they were sure it was going to sink. And then they began to pray and cry unto their God. Here you have a group of sailors, and most sailors today are ungodly individuals. But this group of sailors began to pray, and Jonah was sound asleep. He was deluded while in mortal danger. This is true of the condition of every individual without the Lord Jesus Christ. You know why? Because if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them that believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. Oh, my friend today, you listening to me at this hour, don't continue in your deluded condition. You have a heaven to gain. You have a hell to shun. And you need to repent now while you have the opportunity. Your next breath might be your last. And if it is, then you won't have time to repent. Oh, sinner, don't be deluded. Our Lord warns us. He warns us over and over and over again that now is the accepted time, and today is the day of salvation. You see, the sinner today is deluded as to time. He thinks he's going to live forever. He's deluded as to place. He thinks that he's going to heaven on his own merit and without the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Then he's deluded with regard to his person. He thinks that in himself he is acceptable before God. The time for him to repent is now, but he thinks it's forever. The place that his eternal destiny will be is hell, but he doesn't believe in a literal hell at this hour. And the person that he needs to trust is the Lord Jesus Christ. But the sinner thinks himself to be all right, when in reality he is in an utmost peril and in a terrible condition. Then last of all, Jonah also was devoid of being able to bring about any deliverance. In verse 6 we read, "The shipmaster came to him and said unto him, What meanest thou, O sleeper? Arise, call upon thy God, if so be that God will think upon us that we perish not." Here the men were praying and Jonah was sleeping, and so they awakened Jonah and asked him to begin to pray with the rest of them. But then notice the inability of an individual to bring about any deliverance with regard to himself. In verses 12 and 13 we read, "And Jonah said unto them, Take me up and cast me forth into the sea, so shall the sea be calm unto you. For I know that for my sake this great tempest is upon you. Nevertheless, the men rowed hard to bring it to the land, but they could not, for the sea wrought and was tempestuous against them." No individual can work, merit, buy, or earn his way into eternal glory. Every individual, if he's ever going to go to heaven, has to repent before God, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and be saved with God's everlasting salvation. And friend, you can't bring about any deliverance on your part. You have to be saved totally and entirely by grace. And my hope is that the Lord will deal with your soul even at this hour. Now, if you don't get saved, rest assured of one thing. You're going to pay a fare. Now, there's a fare that every sinner pays on his road to hell. In fact, there are several fares, but I'm going to give you just one or two of them. First of all, there is the fare of sensual pleasure. Oh, turn back with me if you will. You see Jonah running away from God. He paid the fare to go down with them on the ship to Tarshish that he might flee from the presence of the Lord. Then in 1 Samuel chapter 25, we find here a man paid this fare. His name was Nabal. Notice carefully. And Abigail came to Nabal. And he held a feast in his house like the feast of a king. And Nabal's heart was merry within him, for he was very drunken. Wherefore she told him nothing less or more until the morning light. But it came to pass in the morning when the wine was gone out of Nabal, and his wife had told him these things, that his heart died within him, and he became as a stone. And it came to pass about 10 days after that the Lord smote Nabal, and he died. Here Nabal paid the fare of sensual pleasure. Many of you today, you love to drink and carouse and round and dance and smoke and swear and do everything else that will fill your sensual souls with pleasure. That's the fare you're paying. But rest assured, my friend, that fare will do nothing but lead you down into a devil's hell. Then there's the second fare. It's the fare of religious profession. In Jonah chapter 1, we find, again, that Jonah was a prophet. But we see that Jonah also had a religious profession, didn't he? He's a picture of a sinner on a religious profession. And we find that our Lord warns against that. In Matthew 15, our Lord warns us about the religious profession that doesn't last. And we find in Matthew 15, our Lord says these things very clearly. Then came to Jesus the scribes and Pharisees, which were of Jerusalem, saying, "Why do thy disciples transgress the elder, the tradition of the elders? For they wash their hands, and when they wash not their hands when they eat bread." But he answered and said unto them, "Why do ye also transgress the commandment of God by your tradition? For God commanded, saying, Honor thy father and mother, and he that curses father and mother, let him die the death. But ye say, Whosoever shall say to his father or his mother, It is a gift, by whatsoever thou mightest be profited by me, and honor not his father or his mother, he shall be free. Thus have ye made the commandment of God of none effect by your tradition." And this is what is going on at this present hour. Oh, my friend, today, let me stop right here. Have you ever repented before the Lord God of heaven? Do you know what it means to stand before the Lord as a lost, guilty, helpless sinner? If you don't, then all you have is the fare of a religious profession. And I urge you, as I've urged you before, sinner, you need to repent. You need to beg the Lord God of heaven to have mercy upon your soul. And you know the greatest thing that can happen to you, if it ever does, is for the Lord Jesus to save you. Or if you don't know that you're saved, begin now to ask the Lord to come into your heart, to show you your need of Him, and then when He does, to reveal Himself to you as your all-sufficient Lord and Savior. My hope is that something has been said that will stir you to seek the Lord. Until we meet again, this is Pastor Peter Nortier saying goodbye, and may the Lord spare you before it's too late.